Stop saying you're angry. Here are 20 plus other ways of describing anger in English. G'day you mob, welcome back to my channel Aussie English. I'm Pete, your host, and this is the number one place for anyone wanting to build confidence, speak fluently, and take their English to the next level. In today's video, I'm going to teach you more than 20 different words, phrasal verbs, and expressions to describe when you're angry. I used a bunch of these in my most recent podcast episode on Aussie English, which you can download below in the description if you would like to hear how I use these expressions in natural day-to-day English. And make sure you stick around to the end of the video, guys, because I have a few bonus slang terms to describe when you're angry. And before we get into it, guys, smash that subscribe button and the bell notification button so that you'll know when I release all of my future videos. All right, let's go through a few adjectives. Number one, cross. Mum got really cross when we ate one of her biscuits. Number two, furious. We were furious when someone stole our bikes. Number three, irate. The librarian was irate that I was eating in the library. Number four, irritated. The old man was really irritated that the neighbor was playing music loudly. Number five, livid. The guard was livid that someone stole a statue. Number six, outraged. We were outraged that someone flogged our TV. They stole it. And number seven, seething. Ooh, she was seething when her boyfriend dumped her. All right, let's take it up another notch and do some phrasal verbs. Now guys, these are pretty much all phrasal verbs that'll be followed by at someone, right? Because you get angry at someone. It is in their direction. The anger is directed at them, okay? Number one, to blow up at someone. I blew up at my mate for denting my car. Number two, to flip out. She flipped out at us when we forgot her birthday. Number three, to freak out at someone. They freaked out when we spilt the expensive wine. Number four, to go off at someone. We went off at our kids when they drew on the wall. Number five, to piss someone off. This is to cause someone to be angry. When I dropped Mum's plate, she was pissed off. I pissed off my mum when I dropped her antique plate. Number six, the last one here, to get or to be pissed off at someone. So Mum got pissed off at me for breaking the plate. I pissed her off, she got pissed off at me. All right, guys, let's take a pause, take a break, you know, chill out, let that sink in, learn those synonyms. I want you to take a pause, hit pause on the video. Come on, do it. Go down into the comments section and try and use one of these phrasal verbs or adjectives in a sentence so that it sinks into your head, right? Tell me when the last time you were furious was, or tell me what pisses you off, okay? See you in the comments. All right, you're back. Let's get into the expressions. Number one, to blow a gasket. To blow a gasket. That's like part of an engine in a car and it just blows up. I'm going to blow a gasket if she lies to me. I'll blow a gasket. Number two, to drive someone crazy. Now, this one has a lot of different synonyms, guys. There are a lot of different ways to say to drive someone crazy. They're all interchangeable, okay? So you could say, people who eat loudly really drive me crazy. People who eat loudly really drive me nuts. They drive me mental. They drive me bonkers. They drive me up a wall. There you go. That was five for the price of one. Number three, to flip your lid. To flip your lid. If you spoil the end of this book that I'm reading, I'm going to flip my lid. Number four, to get bent out of shape. To get bent out of shape. If you eat her chocolate, she's gonna get bent out of shape. Number five, to grind your gears, right? To grind someone's gears. When someone takes my parking spot at work, it grinds my gears. Number six, to have a meltdown, right? Like a nuclear power plant, I guess. It melts down, you know, if something goes wrong, Fukushima. If you get angry, you have a meltdown. Or could be upset as well. When I didn't get the job, I had a meltdown. Number seven, to hit the ceiling, right? You're so angry, you hit the ceiling. When I got home late as a kid, Dad would always hit the ceiling. You could also say hit the roof. Number eight, to lose your cool. To lose your cool. And this can be to lose your cool at someone. The tennis player lost his match, and he also lost his cool. To make someone's blood boil. Oh, imagine that, you know, your blood inside your body starts boiling. Oof, that would be horrible. But yeah, to make your blood boil, to make you angry. When my husband doesn't do the dishes, it makes my blood boil. And the very last one, guys, the very last one, to see red, right? Imagine you're so furious that the blood just rises up in your eyes and all you can see is red, right? Red, the color red, to see red. The day the neighbor backed into my car, I saw red. All right, guys, now for the bonus section. I'm gonna teach you some Australian English slang. These are some great terms that you can use to describe being angry. Okay, let's get into it. To be pissed, all right. So this is obviously a rude and informal way of saying to be angry. Ugh, I'm so pissed. My footy team lost on the weekend and I'm pissed. It rained while we were having a barbie and I am pissed. To rage up at someone, a good Aussie phrasal verb. To rage up at someone. You shouldn't rage up at people over nothing. To crack the shits. I don't know why we call it that. To crack the shits, guys. My little sister always cracks the shits for no reason. To crack the shits, that's a good one. And last but not least, guys, to do your block. If we eat Dad's cake, it'll do his block. Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. Make sure that you give it a like and a share with anyone who's learning English that you think it might help. And if you want to learn even more English, advanced English, and the expression a pet peeve, make sure that you go down below and listen to my most recent podcast episode, okay? The link is in the description. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well and the notification button if you want to stay up to date with all my new videos. Anyway, I'm Pete. Thanks for joining me. And I'll see you soon. Peace.